بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atad, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the events that took place on Laylatul Mabit. What was Laylatul Mabit? What exactly took place? What was the exact date and place? And why this event is significant in the history of Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family was chosen as the last prophet, he tried to invite the people of Mecca toward the religion of Islam for about 13 years.
Yes.
People, the Holy Prophet and the companions of the Prophet were suffering a lot from the persecution of the polities of the city of Mecca. And we know that in the fifth year after Hijra, a group of Muslims, because of such pressure, they went to Abyssinia for some years. We know about what happened in Shi'b Abi Talib, that valley. And finally, we know that the nobles and the elders of the Quraysh tribe decided to kill the Prophet. And they tried to put an scheme to choose one person from each tribe and all of them together kill the Holy Prophet so that the tribe of Banu Hashim would not be able to fight all of them and be happy for receiving the money, the blood money.
And also none of them will be guilty.
Exactly.
Solely, that's right. Okay.
Now, the Holy Prophet was informed of this incident and as instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decided to begin his journey from Mecca to Medina, which is known as the Hijra, the migration of the Prophet from Mecca to Medina. Now, on that very night,
which night is the month and night clear?
Yeah, according to some historical books, the night of Laylatul Mabit, the night of that event is on the first night of the month of Rabiul Awwal in the 13th or 14th year after the mission of the Prophet.
Okay.
Now, on that very night, all these polities, according to some narrations, 40 people, they gathered around the house of the Holy Prophet and they decided to kill him early in the morning. Now, the Holy Prophet was inside the house and he was in need of, a plan to get rid of these polytheists. So he asked Imam Ali alayhi salam to lie and sleep in his bed. And according to some narrations, in a miraculous way, he was able to go out of his house and to continue his journey toward the cave of Thawr and finally to go to the city of Medina.
All these cases are by the plan of Prophet or no, by the order of Allah? Or
everything was mentioned to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course.
Okay, that's right, okay.
Now, this is a very special night in the history of Islam because, it was very likely for the Prophet to be killed. So
yes.
Everything was about to just be finished by killing the Prophet. Now, this is the time when Imam Ali alayhi salam explicitly mentions that he is ready to sleep in the Prophet's bed so that to save the life of the Prophet. And we know that early in the morning they tried to kill the Prophet as they supposed, but they found that this is Imam Ali alayhi salam. They became aware of the plan of the Prophet. They followed the steps of the Prophet. They came near the Cave of Thawr, but through some miracles, they were not able to find the Prophet. So this is one of the greatest examples of the self-sacrifice of Imam Ali alayhi salam for sure. He did that many times in his life. This is one of the greatest ones. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse 207 of chapter Baqarah. The verse reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يشره نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله. And among the people is he who sells his soul seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah is most kind to his servants. Now, according to many scholars, Shia and Sunni scholars, this was revealed about Imam Ali alayhi salam on Laylatul Mabid. Iskafi, one of the great scholars of Tafsir, says that all scholars of Tafsir, of an interpretation of the Quran, believe that this was revealed about Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 207.
Exactly.
As you said, that's right, okay?
It's been mentioned that we know that Muawiyah bin Abu Sufyan, he tried to remove the merits and virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And for that purpose, he asked some people to forge some fake narrations. So according to a report mentioned by Ibn Abi al-Hadid in the commentary of Nahj al-Balagha, volume 1, page 73, he gave 1,000 dirhams to Samarat ibn Jundab to forge a narration, a fake narration, that this verse, وَمَنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِ نَفْسَهُ ابْتَغَاءَ مَرْضَةَ اللَّهِ, was revealed about Ibn Muljam, the one who killed Imam Ali alayhi salam. And on the other hand, the verse which reads, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبِكَ قَوْلُكُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, which is talking negatively about a person, it was revealed about Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Okay.
Samura did not accept. Muawiyah proposed 200,000 dirhams. He did not accept. Then 300,000, he did not accept. But finally, he sent 400,000 dirhams, and he accepted. And we see this narration in one of the books, unfortunately.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So then now the main question is that if Imam Ali knew that he will not be killed on such a night, so is it considered kind of fazila, merit for him or not?
Yeah, unfortunately, some anti-Shia people, especially I'm talking about the Wahhabis, they say that this is not a virtue for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, this is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, and Allah says that وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَةَ اللَّهِ, they sell their soul seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that it was probable for Imam Ali alayhi salam to be killed. But they say that you Shia believe that the Imams know the knowledge of the unseen, and so Imam Ali alayhi salam knew that he is not going to be killed. And so if this is the case, then he was sure that he will not be harmed at all. Then it is not a virtue for the Imam. Now, there are a couple of points to answer this question. First of all, at that time, Imam Ali alayhi salam is not the Imam of the time. The Holy Prophet is the Prophet.
Yes.
At the same time, the Prophet is the Imam. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is the greatest companion of the Prophet.
Yes, he's not an Imam.
Exactly. So the special knowledge that ilm al-ladunni, the Allah-given, the God-given knowledge, which is special for the Prophet and the Imams, is given to them from the time that they are chosen as the Prophet or the Imam. So first of all, at that time, Imam Ali alayhi salam is not the Imam. So we cannot say that necessarily he has all the knowledge of the unseen that the Holy Prophet had access to. This is the first point. The second point is that we shouldn't think that the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, who can have the knowledge of the unseen, they know whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. I mean, practically speaking. The point is that, and I mean, I ask the dear listeners to pay attention to this part. The narrations tell us that this is the title of some of the narrations, that أَنَّ الْأَئِمَّ إِذَا شَاءُوا أَن يَعْلَمُوا عَلَمُوا أُرْ عُلِّمُوا. When the imams, they want to know, then they know, or they are taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or إِذَا أَرَادَ الْإِمَامُ أَن يَعْلَمَ شَيْئًا أَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ. When the imam wills and wants to know something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach him. So we shouldn't think that imam or the prophet practically knows everything. No, if he wishes so, then he will know. Mm-hmm. And it means that sometimes he doesn't wish, because he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't wish. And that is one of the answers given to questions like the Imam Ridha alayhi salam, for example, knew that he's eating that poisonous fruit, for example. So this is an act of suicide. One of the answers given to this doubt and question is that no, we cannot say that necessarily the Imam knew that. Maybe on that occasion he didn't want to know, because he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want him to know. This is one of the answers, of course, given to this point. So we shouldn't think that the knowledge of the Imam is exactly like the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. First of all, whatever Imam knows is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he is not independent. And second of all, if Allah wishes, then the Imam and the Prophet will know. So we should not think that practically Imam alayhi salam, if he had the knowledge of the unseen at that time, before being an Imam, on that time Imam alayhi salam knew everything about the details of Laylatul Mabit. We do not have any argument to prove that.
But the dialogue between Prophet and Imam Ali is really interesting. That what happened, that mm-hmm. Prophet said, okay, they want to kill me. If I sleep on your place and your bed, would you be safe? And the answer was positive. And Imam Ali said, okay, I'm ready to sacrifice my life.
To sacrifice my life. That's meaning right. That, okay. We have some evidences, some indications that Imam Ali salam really was not sure mm-hmm. what is going to happen. Inshallah, I will come that's to right. these indications. So the second point is that if the knowledge is going to remove the virtue of an action, so we can mention that. So the Holy Prophet, in all his wars, he knew that he is not going to be martyred because his job is not finished. The whole Quran is not revealed to him, and his risala, his mission should be continued. So can any Muslim claim that, for example, whatever the Holy Prophet did in the Battle of Badr has no virtue for him? Of course not. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you know that you're not going to be killed is not going to remove every virtue and every merit from your action. The next point, which is also very important, is that imagine that Imam alayhi salam knew that he's not going to be killed. But was it impossible for him to be badly injured and harmed? Of course not. So imagine Imam alayhi salam knows that he is not going to be killed, but it was highly probable for him to be harmed and injured by all these 40 people. So even that is a great virtue and merit for Imam alayhi salam. It was probable for him to be captured by these 40 people and or many other possibilities. And the point is that it has been mentioned in some of the narrations that Imam Ali alayhi salam was very harshly beaten by these people from the Quraysh. For example, in the book Khasa'is, The story of these people attacking Imam alayhi salam has been mentioned in detail. In Khasa'ir Sul A'imma by Sayyid al-Radi, page 58, he says the following. He says, Ibn al-Kawwa addressing Imam alayhi salam says that, you know that the verse Thaniyat Nain idh humma fil ghar idh yaqulu li sahibi la tahta inna allaha ma'ana was revealed in regarding the merits of the Prophet and Abu Bakr. The Holy Prophet said, Imam alayhi salam said that on that very night I was in the bed of the Prophet to save his life. The people of Quraysh attacked me, and each one of them, they hit me by bladed sticks. When the Holy Prophet left the house, they did not see him. So that is why they hit me so that my body swelled. And of course, some of them, they wanted to kill me, but other people disagree, so they didn't kill me. Also, Sheikh At-Tusi in the book Al-Amali says that when Imam alayhi salam stepped in the bed of the Holy Prophet on Laylatul Mabit, these people, because they didn't know that who is lying on the bed, of course, they thought that this is the Prophet. So they attacked him and they hit him with a stone, with sticks, whatever they had. And just later they realized that this is Imam alayhi salam.
Even they took him out of the house, they say imprisoned him in a house or a mosque or something, and then...
Exactly. And okay. Some people suggested even to kill Imam alayhi salam, but other people disagreed.
Okay.
This has been mentioned by Ahmad bin Hanbal, one of the great Sunni scholars, in his Musnad 1-in-1, page 330. He says that وَجَعَلَ عَلِيٌّ يُرْمَى بِالْحِجَارَةِ Imam alayhi salam was hit by stones by these people because they didn't know that this is Imam alayhi salam, and he was suffering from pain until early morning. So all these narrations are referring to the fact that even if the Imam alayhi salam was sure that he's not going to be killed, which we rejected, but it was possible for him to be badly harmed and injured, and in practice it happened. And also there are some narrations which, as you rightly mentioned, refer to the fact that Imam alayhi salam stepped in the bed of the Prophet to save his life. He says that, for example, the narration reads, فَبَاتَ عَلِيٌّ مُوَتَّأً نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الْقَاتِلِ Imam alayhi salam slept in the bed of the Prophet and he was ready to be killed. مُوَتَّأً نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الْقَاتِلِ And there are some poems by Imam alayhi salam. He says that وَقَيْتُ بِنَفْسِي خَيْرَ مَنْ وَطَعَ الْحَسَى I save the life of the Prophet with my life. And some other narrations which refer to the fact that Imam alayhi salam really was not sure what is going to happen on that very night. So no one can shed any doubt regarding this great virtue of Imam alayhi salam on Laylatul Mabit.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the event that took place on Laylatul Mabit and the significant status and the role of Imam Ali alayhi salam on that very special night. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you and fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن علي وحسين وحسن